It was a Dickensian week, the best of times, the worst of times in baseball, depending on whether you live in Chicago, Boston, New York, or South Florida. The Red Sox and the Cubs lived up to their accursed past, and the Yankees living up to their charmed one. For the first time in years, baseball can truly claim to be the national pastime, and it's getting the audiences to prove it. Joining us is Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis. Hello, Stefan.
Hey, Michelle.
These baseball playoffs have been such a juggernaut that NBC and CBS pulled new episodes of hit shows like Friends and The West Wing the last two nights because they knew they'd get squashed.
And baseball even beat Monday Night Football, and that has never before happened for a league championship series game. It's really been a sort of harmonic convergence for the broadcast network Fox. It had three of the sport's legendary teams in huge baseball markets playing games that were absolutely unforgettable. And drama is what hooks viewers, particularly the casual sort of fans who the networks hope are going to tune in for big events. Ratings on Fox for the entire playoffs are up almost 50% so far over last year. Last night's game between the Yankees and the Red Sox drew an average audience in excess of 28 million people. It'll probably be the biggest league championship series game since 1988. And it's an even more incredible achievement because it's much, much harder for network TV to draw the kinds of audiences that it did 15 years ago.
It really did seem like the planets lined up, and it has to be viewed as terrific for baseball because this is a game, after all, that in recent years has always seemed to find a way to shoot itself in the foot.
It has, and that's been the image in and outside of the sport, whether it was that tie game in the All-Star game last year, the inability of the owners to find a new home for the Montreal Expos, fights between owners and players over payrolls and salaries and revenue sharing. The image has been lousy. So there's a temptation to say that this portends a huge revival, and there definitely will be some spillover, I think, in terms of goodwill, interest, improving the young fan base for the sport. But there's also some potential challenges ahead for baseball. It's going to be hard for owners to cry poverty, as they've been doing for the past several years, when it comes time to sign free agents this winter, given this big playoff bonanza. And you got to admit, baseball got very, very lucky with the Cubs, Sox, and Yankees all in it, and with the drama that came with those teams.
We keep mentioning the Cubs, the Sox, and the Yankees, but there was a fourth team in the baseball semifinals, the Florida Marlins, and we shouldn't forget about them. They devastated Chicago by beating the Cubs, and they'll be playing New York in the World Series starting tomorrow. Doesn't their presence instead of those lovable Cubs make this series somewhat anticlimactic?
Well, it does, and I think everybody, especially Fox executives, were rooting for the Cubs versus the Red Sox, or they were rooting for the Cubs versus the Yankees, or the Cubs versus your local softball beer league team, anybody. So yes, this is going to affect ratings. It could still turn out to be an incredible World Series on the field, but it won't have the impact that it would have had the Cubs or the Red Sox been in there. The 2001 World Series, for instance, the Yankees played the Arizona Diamondbacks. It ended in the bottom of the ninth inning of the final game, the seventh game. But when we look back on it, no one's going to remember that the way we remember what happened in Boston and New York and Chicago this past week.
So this is bad news for Fox and for baseball.
Well, they're still going to do much better than in recent years overall. And they're going to do better than the modest audience that Fox had been promising advertisers for the World Series. There's going to be enough spillover from the excitement of this past week. So unless you're a Cubs fan or a Red Sox fan, you have to admit there's some good storylines in the World Series. You've got the Marlins, a team that a lot of people thought shouldn't even be in baseball anymore because the attendance was so poor in South Florida. You've got their 72-year-old manager, Jack McKean, who came out of retirement, rescued this team in postseason, and they play extremely well. They're young and they're talented. Then you've got the Yankees. They're going for what, their 500th World Series title? They've got the flair for the dramatic, a cast of characters we're familiar with, Joe Torre, Derek Jeter, Jason Giambi, Mariano Rivera, and a lot of people will tune in just to root against them.
A classic David and Goliath battle.
It is.
Stefan Fatsis covers the business of sports for the Wall Street Journal, and he joins us most Fridays. Stefan, thank you very much.
Thanks, Michelle.